Sleep No More by Greg Iles. The Normal Man is a Fiction. Carl Jung. Kathy! Kathy! Heathcliff, Wuthering Heights. Chapter 1. Eve Sumner appeared on the first day of fall. Not the official first day. There was nothing official about Eve. But the first day the air turned cool, blowing through John Waters' shirt as though it weren't there. It was chilly enough for a jacket, but he didn't want one because it had been so hot for so damn long, because the air tasted like metal and his blood was up, quickened by the change in temperature and the drop in pressure on his skin, like a change in altitude. His steps were lighter, the wind carrying him forward, and deep within his chest something stirred, the way the bucks were stirring in the deep woods and the high leaves were pulling at their branches. Soon those bucks would be stalked through the oaks and shot, and those leaves would be burning in piles. But on that day, all remained unresolved, poised in a great ballet of expectation, an indrawn breath. And born on the first prescient breeze of exhalation came Eve Sumner. She stood on the far sideline of the soccer field, too far away for Waters to really see her. He first saw her the way the other fathers did, a silhouette that caught his eye, symmetry and curves and a mane of dark hair that made the mothers on both sides of the soccer field irrationally angry. But he hadn't time to notice more than that. He was coaching his daughter's team. 7-year-old Annalise raced along the sea of grass with her eye on the ball, throwing herself between 8-year-old boys nearly twice her size. Waters trotted along behind the pack, encouraging the stragglers and reminding the precocious ones which direction to kick the ball. He ran lightly.